305 Jifcats, News Radio WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. We got fantastic stuff coming our way. The inimitable Chris Ruddy. Chris, of course, founded Newsmax 30-some-odd years ago. He's the CEO of Newsmax. He is, for my money, just rock solid, one of the best when it comes to real, actual journalism on the big stage. Chris will be with us at 3:35. Jesse Valenzuela is going to be here. You know him from Gin Blossoms. Gin Blossoms are coming to town, and I'm so excited about this. You know, Blues Trampler and Gin Blossoms. Last time Blues Trampler came to town, of course, John Popper was here, which was fantastic. And, you know, I'm somewhat disappointed that John's not doing anything other than popping on stage, doing his shtick, and then getting off. But gotta love Gin Blossoms. So they'll be here for Innsbruck After Hours, and we'll chat with Jesse Valenzuela all about that. It is National Dog Day. You have the very best wishes of both Charlie and Pixie today. Though, if you're like me and you actually own a dog, just another day, right? I mean, every day is National Dog Day. John Burkett's, I almost forgot to mention this, is going to be tomorrow. John Burkett's retirement party is coming up like hell on wheels. And we're going to help get some people out there. I thought that it was a closed event, so I hadn't mentioned it. You know, I got my invite. Heidi's been looking at outfits. It is black ties, so I thought, well, I got a black tie. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute, is it really that long? That I actually forgot what black tie meant. Tuxedo. I couldn't tell you the last time I wore... Well, actually, that's not true. I can tell you exactly the last time that I wore a tuxedo. I think it was probably my wedding. So, 27 years ago. It's been a while since I've found myself pressed into duty to wear a tuxedo. I used to love tuxedos. I owned a couple of tuxedos. Now, part of it was in the wrestling world, because sometimes I get pressed into service to do the ring announcing stuff, which is, it's just not a good gig. But every once in a while, look, you got to suck it up, right? So I had my own tuxedo there. And I remember the first tuxedo I ever purchased was for pro wrestling. When I did my very first pro wrestling event as the ring announcer. And it was at the Cowtown Rodeo in South Jersey. And it's exactly what it was. It was a rodeo. And so here I was in a tuxedo, and I was wearing my old uniform shoes, because they were like the, I don't know, Corfam, I think is what we called them. They always looked polished. And I had to go walking through a bunch of dust and mud to get to the ring. It was ridiculous. But I did own my tuxedo at that point. And then Heidi and I were kind of traveling down memory lane last night talking about black tie. And I said, well, you know, I do remember wearing a black. I have an ex, although not an ex-ex, right? We were never married. But she's an ex. And I always refer to her as the evil one. And I said, well, you know, with the evil one, I distinctly remember going to, I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's inaugural in California, and it was a black tie affair, and the evil one and I went, and I'd like to tell you the evil one looked awful. The reality is, the evil one looked great. I mean, she really was great. Gorgeous. Knockout. But I digress. I shouldn't spend too much time there. Anyway, I may or may not have to get my tuxedo chops back up and running, and that'll be cool. But that's going to be the John Burkett retirement party. We've got the gentleman who's actually organizing the whole thing. He's going to be with us tomorrow because, as I say, I thought it was this sort of private event. And it's actually got some openings for all of us to go and go. Now, I had my invite, but it's open to you. And you've been a John Burkett fan for how many years? 26 years, have you not? I guarantee you've been watching John, the Crime Insider on CBS6, for more than a quarter of a century. And if you're like everybody else in Central Virginia, you want to be there to give John the appropriate send-off, even though he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's leaving CBS 6, but his new role with the Virginia State Police is so important. God, it is so vital. I'm so excited for him. You heard the news with Charles Pyle. By the way, Charles Pyle and Jeremy and I are all today, by a show of hands, gentlemen, are we not all today wearing our brand new bowling shoes? Yes, we are. Each of us went out and bought new bowling shoes because we're big bowlers, the three of us. And so we're wearing our brand new bowling shoes. Now, we're not at a bowling alley, but nonetheless, we're wearing our bowling shoes just in a, you know, a team spirit kind of a thing. Anyway, so what did Charles report on out of Chesterfield? Chesterfield County says, look, if we're able to do these data centers, we're going to take the tax money from the data centers and we're going to provide property tax relief. Does that change how you look at the data centers? You know my perspective. My perspective is I want to actually know all the details. I'm not looking for the one side huffing and puffing and saying, oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. Nor am I looking for the other side that says, oh my God, it is the best thing ever. I think there's a middle ground on this. And the middle ground on the data centers, from my perspective, is I don't want one in my backyard. That's absolutely true. And I to tell you the truth, I don't want one in your backyard. But if there's a part of your county where it would be a fit and it wouldn't really be impacting all that many people, I think we got to talk about it, man. Certain counties have certain restrictions. Again, I look at Hanover. I love Hanover County. Best place on God's green earth. There's no place better than Hanover County, Virginia. With that being said, I know that we have very limited economic development areas. Very limited. If you've got a project such as a data center, which can come in and create a lot of revenue, they generate a lot of tax revenue. What do they not generate? Well, they don't generate a lot of jobs. You have to be very honest about that. If you think that data centers will create a whole slew of jobs, you are absolutely incorrect. Data centers create jobs during the construction phase, and then they create a minimal amount of employment during the operational phase. What else do they generate? What else do they create? Tax revenue. What do they suck up? Well, they suck up electricity and they suck up water. Those issues have to be addressed. What do they not suck up for the most part? They don't suck up school resources because they don't create a single solitary new student. They don't entail a major hit to law enforcement or fire EMS. There's some, but it's far less than you would encounter with a residential development on the same allotment of land or even a business development on the same area of land. There are upsides, there are downsides. But you heard what Chesterfield County is pitching here. That they will use tax money, tax revenue from data centers to provide property tax relief for you, for your car tax. I still think it's outrageous that we have a car tax, right? You paid tax on that car when you bought it. I think that ought to be it. But we have what we have. And just for the record, Virginia Republicans had a way to get rid of the car tax. Virginia Democrats said, no, we're not going to do away with the car tax. And we're not even going to help anybody lower the car tax. Because they love your tax money. They got better uses for your money than you do. But do me a favor and just hit me up here, would you please? James River Air text line 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Let me know if this idea coming from Chesterfield makes the big difference to you? Would this get you to move from one side of the data center debate to the other? If you knew that the tax revenue generated by the data centers would result in a lower car tax for you, would you say, okay, now I'm on board? Send me a note, 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Coming up about an hour from now, 420-ish, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see the John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band. It's going to be September the 4th down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Coming up, 335, the man who created and continues to run Newsmax. No better news service anywhere than Newsmax. Dear friend, longtime friend, Chris Ruddy will be here for the edification and delectation of all. Chris Ruddy is, it's going to sound weird, but he's close friends with President Trump as well as Prime Minister Netanyahu, just on a personal basis. And so in addition to that personal friendship, he's a brilliant guy when it comes to journalism, real journalism. And I want to get his sense of what we might be looking for in the midterms. What might we see come, I think it's October 27th is the election in Israel. He's written extensively about both of those things. And Jesse Valenzuela from one of my favorite bands, Gin Blossoms, will be here at 4:35. You know, they're coming to Innsbruck After Hours tomorrow. Of course, I will be there. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.